broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, and it still is, despite the attempts by people in our nation's capital to change that, welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Todd Starnes program, coast to coast on your favorite radio station and streaming online at toddstarnes.com. I'm Jeff Stein from Todd Starnes radio affiliate News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo and Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching middle America with accurate news and reasonable views. Todd sent me an email this morning saying he was feeling a little under the weather and asking if I would fill in. Nothing serious, of course. I'm trusting he'll be back with you again tomorrow. And if I'm doing a poor job, he might come busting into the studios in Memphis today to grab the microphone out of my hand. But we wish him the best. Hope he rests up and gets over whatever this is very quickly. Always a privilege to speak to you, Starnes Nation. And we can have that conversation if you'll join us online, either at toddstarnes.com or use the telephone, please, 844-747-8868. Same number as always as you reach this program and have this coast-to-coast conversation, 844-747-8868. And plenty of time for you to call in and give us an idea of what's on your mind today. A few things that I saw in the news, and this may be what led Todd to be under the weather. I saw this tweet last night at Todd Starnes. That's how you can find him on Twitter and on Parler, at Todd Starnes. And the tweet said, I think, this is Todd speaking, I think I have finally found something where I agree with Mitt Romney. Well, here's what that's all about. Mitt Romney says that if he runs, Donald J. Trump would win the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Freely concedes that. This is Senator Romney speaking at a New York Times event. Well, that tells you about everything you need to know. They're inviting Mitt Romney, so obviously he has done enough to curry favor with the New York Times, so he gets invited to be part of their events. Let me check my email. No invitation for me. In any case, this is Mitt Romney. His words now. He has by far the largest voice, speaking of Trump, and a big impact in my party. I don't know if he's planning to run in 2024 or not, but if he does, I'm pretty sure he would win the nomination. Well, that's actually quite true. There doesn't seem to be any doubt. There was a morning consult poll done about, a week ago now, that shows that Mr. Trump is far and away the choice of anybody else you might mention. Only a couple of others even score in double digits, and one of those is Vice President Mike Pence. This, again, is Mitt Romney from yesterday. He noted that he's not always good at making predictions, well, frankly, or casting votes that matter either, but let's not digress too much. Romney said polls show that Trump would win in a landslide, but that doesn't mean he would support him. Romney pointed out he has not voted for Trump in the past and would not plan to do so in the future. Good, loyal Republican, former presidential nominee Mitt Romney, who also said that if Trump runs, he would support a candidate who, in his words, more represented the tiny wing of the party that I represent, unquote. Let's laser in, friends, on that for just one moment. Mitt Romney first says he would not support Donald Trump, and then says he would support someone who more represented the tiny wing of the party that I represent. So apparently, some burst of self-analysis has landed in Senator Romney's lap, and he's realized that he has unique views. He has views that are not in the majority of the Republican Party these days. So who's the one out of step? You know, this concept, and we have talked about it before when I've had the pleasure of speaking with you, and I know it's a theme of this program. The concept that the old guard, define it however you want, but the never-Trumpers, the non-Trump element, they couldn't wait to get him out of town because in their mind, they get their party back. Except they already lost their party in 2016 when one Donald J. Trump won the nomination. That was the sign they had lost the party. And they don't seem to understand that. They seem to think that if Trump's off the stage, then everybody will just kind of fall back in line with the swamp monsters that make up certain wings of the Republican Party. Well, in a rare burst of honesty, he stumbled upon the truth here. Mitt Romney realizes he represents a tiny wing of the party. All right, I guess, you know, you want a big tent, you're going to have that, and that's all fine. So here's something, though, interesting today. Representative Liz Cheney has told reporters this morning she does not think Trump should be playing a role in the future of the Republican Party. This is being reported by Politico. It is on the heels of something that she said last night that was reported by the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg, suggesting that Mr. Trump should just get off the stage. In fact, I believe she said that Republicans must acknowledge the damage done by Trump's claims that the election was stolen from him. Has there been damage done to Republicans by that? Standing up for election integrity, asking questions about things that appear to be pretty evident, is that damage done to the party? No, Representative Cheney, I would suggest that the damage done to the Republican Party by election fraud, by the failure of Republicans to stand up now for integrity, you will only see that damage in future elections. The big problem we have here is that so many mainstream Republicans are glad to see Trump gone that they are willing to ignore all of the questions that should be raised about the 2020 presidential election. There's plenty of shenanigans going on. I don't know if it would have changed the outcome. I don't. Why? Because we haven't looked into it. Supreme Court, holy cow, says this week, well, it's a moot point. They've already sworn in the other guy. No sense looking at this. Nothing to see here. That's not the job of the court. Yes, it is true. As a lawyer, I will tell you that if a lawsuit is rendered moot, in other words, that the decision, it doesn't matter what they do, the train's already left the station. Okay, that's fine. You don't want to waste the time of a court on issues that don't matter. But we're talking about election integrity, not necessarily the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Friends, those are two different things. And too many people are combining them. Let's not look at the election because then Trump might be proven right. And if Trump is proven right, then he'll be emboldened in 2024 and we're never going to be able to get rid of the guy. Bad orange man that he is. That's what these people think. Well, here's the problem. If in fact shenanigans took place, do you really think the Democrats aren't going to share that information with each and every state where they ran a fair election? I live in the state of Iowa. We pride ourselves on very fair elections. No concerns here. Certainly none that include ushering people out of a room and then finding boxes of ballots under a table and then a mysterious shift in vote counting. Now, again, I don't know that this would change the outcome. But if you don't ask the questions, then this is the playbook that worked, and they're going to try to use it everywhere else the next time. So all of this talk, well-meaning though it may be by mainstream Republicans or traditional Republicans who just can't conceive of the fact that others might cheat because they like to play by the rules, well, unless you take a look at what improprieties were there in 2020. Forget your plans for 2022, 2024, etc. If you don't look into what happened, it is only going to get worse. They're going to share the information about how they found some votes here, found some votes there. So all of these well-meaning Republicans saying, well, we've really got to work on our get-out-the-vote drive. No, you need to worry about your get-out-the-count drive. I don't think getting out the vote was the problem. But not maintaining vigilance over the count, that is the true tragedy of the 2020 election cycle. So again, Congresswoman Cheney, Republicans must acknowledge the damage done by Trump's claims that the election was stolen. No, the damage that will be done to Republicans if you don't investigate claims of election fraud will be far worse in the future. And for Senator Romney, thank you for the bit of clarity that suggests, well, first, you're admitting you wouldn't vote for him. Well, that's good. We knew you didn't twice before. Although you were very willing to take that dinner when you thought you might be Secretary of State. I just feel compelled to point that out. And again, a bit of clarity, Senator. Thank you for noting that Mr. Trump would win, but most importantly for noting that your viewpoint is a tiny, your words, a tiny part of the tiny wing of the party. Interested in your thoughts on any of this or an even better topic that might come to your mind? Give us a call now if you would, please. It's free. Let's make Todd pay for it. He's not here. He won't check the bill to notice. It's 844-747-8868. Again, 844-747-8868. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along today on the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast on not only your favorite radio station, but if you like, toddstarnes.com. That is also where you can go to listen live during the show, but also you can listen again and share segments through the Toddcast function. They're posted all 3 hours of the program later in the day at toddstarnes.com. 844-747-8868 is the number that Joel used in Johnson City, Tennessee to call in. Joel, first of all, how are you listening to the program? And second, I think I like very much what you have to say. So where are you listening today?
Thank you. Well, I'm listening actually on the web through a Truth 104.1. It's a new reconfigured station. And,
wonderful.
I can't quite get it here in Johnson City, but I'm on the web listening to it. Should I just go ahead and tell you what I was thinking?
Yeah, please do. I have an idea of what you want to say, but I like where I think this is going. Go ahead.
Okay, let me try to be short in the tooth on this rather than long in the tooth. I'm not going to lay all the fault on the talk show hosts or the right-wing media, but all I get in listening are what the problems are. In other words, what the Democrats are doing that's bad, what other Republicans are doing. Let me preface this by pointing something out. Historically, when Patrick Henry gave his famous speech that ended in, "Give me liberty and give me death," he had prefaced that with a long list of what the British crown and the state governors had done that was bad, that was really needed to be rectified. But he was then defending a proposal that he already had on the table at the Second Virginia Convention. And that was a motion to take a positive step by organizing the Virginia militia. So he wasn't just, you know, recounting what was wrong. His recount was to counter those recalcitrants, the rhinos of the day, who said, oh, we can't do that. We can't organize. It's too confrontational. We have to try again. We have to do this. And then he went ahead and listed, just as talk show hosts and right-wing media does all day long, the printed media, and they say, oh, well, here's what's wrong. But he had a proposal. He wasn't just listing it. He had something concrete. that the local colonies in Virginia in particular needed to do to protect themselves. And the first step was to organize the militia. And by the way, it was a close vote. So that's what I have to say. I don't hear enough proposals.
No, I think that's it's an excellent point. And I want to hear a proposal in a second, but to support what you just said, I am also sick and tired of people who do nothing but just simply say everything is bad in the world. First of all, everything isn't. You know, most of us go through our lives very happily. And so you can get into the weeds on this and it skews your perspective on things. But I have heard from a lot of people who say, okay, I'm a savvy consumer of news that I trust from a variety of sources. I get that there's an issue. Now what do we do about it? And the problem is most politicians, when they're running for an office, what they wind up doing is trying to tear down the other person. Well, you have to do that first. You have to first get people's minds open to consider another alternative. But then the only way you close the deal is then by offering an alternative. And that's why I was saying in the last hour, you've got to look at this election issue and not just ignore it. You need to take some action on it. But give me your suggestions. I got all day. What suggestions do you have?
Okay, can I give you a caller, your screen call, my website? I don't want to give that over the air unless you want.
Please.
It's up to you.
Why don't you give it to the screener when we get done, and then we'll circle back. Sure.
Okay. Here's number one. Number one, we need a website. I build websites myself. I don't have the time to do this. One called collaborators.com, a listing of every single company in the United States that has done wrong to the right wing, to conservatives, to people with whom they disagree, that have done what they've done to any number of companies and politicians, whether it's credit card companies, banks, big box stores, you name it, Amazon Web Services. List them all, what they've done, and make it known and make it accessible. This will have the effect of bankrupting the left. Now, we won't bankrupt them completely, but you take away half of their profits, they will start thinking twice. Number two, I don't have the capability to do this. I tried reaching out to the owner of Home Depot, to his foundations. I cannot get anywhere close to those people who have contributed millions of dollars to Republican candidates, to Donald Trump, to senators. Let them form a consortium. Let them have a meeting. Let them get together and say, okay, we represent billions and billions of dollars. What companies can we create that have already a captive audience, at least 75 million people, and probably more, who would come to us rather than go to those companies, whether it's MasterCard or American Express, or whether it's Amazon Web Services, or whether it's a certain bank or a certain big box store? What businesses can we create that will replace those businesses that are really harming the right wing, the conservatives, patriotic Americans, call them what you want, the average American, the hardworking American who loves this country? And actually, why are we feeding the monster that is devouring us?
Joel, I've got to cut you off because of the fact we have a hard break at the bottom of the hour. Now, that's the kind of solutions we need. Let's understand that there's an issue, but then let's take action. And I've started by not bothering to shop at certain places that no longer stock my pillow. They don't need my money, quite obviously. Jeff Stein in for Todd. You're listening to The Todd Starn Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show, coast to coast. Hello, I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. He's just a little under the weather, but he is still active because if you go to toddstarns.com, he just posted within the last half hour an article about Representative Liz Cheney. It's right there in English, Jeff. All you have to do is read it. Representative Liz Cheney, and Todd Starns calls her the Republican Party's wrecking ball, and it has more from that exchange this morning that I mentioned, where she undercut Kevin McCarthy on Donald Trump's role in the party. Go to toddstarns.com and you can read that article when you have a chance. Our caller in the last segment, Joel, was talking about websites and how you can identify people. Now, I like the idea of having alternatives. I like the idea of knowing that people I'm spending my money with are of like mind, shall we say. I don't like the concept of cancel culture and enemies lists. And so there's a line to be walked with some of this. But the idea is, I mean, for example, big Midwestern national retailer Kohl's, all right? I don't shop there now. I used to shop there a lot. I don't shop there because they said that MyPillow has no place in their stores. Then I guess they don't need my money. They even sent me a $5 gift card. You know, it's like the anniversary of when you first got your charge card or whatever it is. And there's the old story about, you know, I wouldn't shop there if you paid me. Well, guess what? They paid me and I'm not shopping there for this reason. I get to have the choice. So identification, so I know what to do, give me some alternatives, fine. But again, cancel culture kind of bothers me. 844-747-8868 is the number that John used. He is listening today on News Radio 102.9 KARN in Little Rock. John, thanks for calling the Todd Starn Show. What's on your mind today, sir?
I'm looking for a more streamlined method of voting. And it starts off, we must have a caller ID. No mail-in ballot. No machines. No lobbyists. We won't need term limits because you're elected to serve your people, and out you go. We don't need career politicians worried about getting reelected. What do you think?
Well, as we all know, the number one goal of a politician is to get elected. The number two goal is to get reelected, right? Now, how do you vote there in Little Rock? I mean, do you have electronic machines? Do you have the old number two pencil and fill it in circles? Or how do you vote there?
Well, I'm voting absentee because I'm not well. I can't mix with a big crowd to stand in line. But I used to.
Okay. So how is it that the last time you were there in person? I mean, I'm just curious as to whether it's one of these touch screen things or you're still flipping a lever or what mechanics they used when you went in person last time.
Yeah, the last time I voted in person was, they give me the ballot, and I go in the little booth, and I mark it with a pen, and out I go.
Okay. All right. Do you feel that your vote was secure when you did that?
I do.
Now, what about now? You say you're doing the absentee. I assume they send it to you in the mail, you fill it out, you mail it back?
That's affirmative.
And you feel comfortable that that is getting to the right place and your vote is counting?
Yes, I do.
What confidence, where do you get that confidence from? Is it the history of good elections there in Little Rock, or what is it that leads you to say, you know, I feel I've done my best? Because I got to tell you, there are some people in this great nation who cast their ballot and they're just not really sure right now. So give us some positive feedback here. What makes you think that your vote actually counts?
Well, the absentee ballot requires some pretty specific identification before you get your hands on the ballot. I mean, you've got to send these folks proof that you're at your residence, that your bills are paid. You got to have a picture ID.
Now, what about these people who have said, we went to a form of voter ID in my state of Iowa, and the Democrats' heads exploded because they said, you're going to disenfranchise people, their favorite phrase, voter suppression. They said, this will have a disproportionately negative impact on young people, on poor people, and the elderly. That's what they said. I walked three blocks from my radio station to the public library. And I walked in and I saw a teenager, I saw a senior, and I saw a person of color all at the counter to get books and videos and DVDs or whatnot. And they all had a little card, didn't they, John? They all had a little library card and they didn't have a problem getting that. So why is it a problem when you're going to actually participate in American democracy? You should have to have a card.
Well, I think you've answered your own question.
I didn't give you much room with that. John, thank you so much for listening to the Todd Starn Show and calling in from Little Rock. I greatly appreciate it. 844-747-8868. That's the number to use. Another John, this one listening on the flagship of this program, the Mighty 990 KWAM in Memphis. John, thanks for calling to the Todd Starn Show. This is Jeff Stein filling in. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you. How you doing? That's your previous call. The other call before they were talking about that list. You made a great point about that, but still it has to come down to the people that we elect in office, and especially those now who didn't fight for Trump this time, for, you know, and they see no evil, hear no evil, did nothing. Stephen Collins, the Romney, and all the other Republicans who didn't fight for fortified. We need to get them out first before we do any listening or anything that y'all was talking about. That those ones are holding us back. Mitch McConnell. Those guys mm-hmm. are hurting the party whatsoever. And so you get those guys out, you can forget about these listings. But nobody's not winning the fight. And that's the problem. And they have
now you're talking about a primary, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone, yeah. And every single last one of them. Were the ones who didn't do nothing. They stood there and turned a blind eye. You know there was voting fraud. You heard it. All these people, reinvited people came down, what they said about January 6th. They came down because when one person said, I couldn't vote, regardless of what, everything should stop right there and let us find out why that person couldn't vote. And nobody did nothing. All three branches, all the respect of Trump, but all three branches failed the American people when we came down on that day on voting fraud. And that should have been a universal problem that we can't fix right there. Everything should came together and find out why these people didn't vote. Just because you hate Trump.
Well, you know, it's also... I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry about that. There's just a hint of a delay here, so I'm sorry about that. But, I mean, look at to make your point even stronger, John, here's Mitch McConnell. He wanted Donald Trump's support so that he could win a primary, win a general election. Arguably, had he not come out strongly for McConnell, well, the numbers show it. McConnell was in a dead heat or losing a little bit in the polls, if you can believe those. Trump comes out in favor of McConnell strongly in the election. He wins. So he's there for another 6 years. He may never face the voters again. And what did he do when he had the opportunity to just play it straight? Instead, he threw water on the president. So how do you get past these people who are so entrenched? I guess you just start one vote at a time, one election at a time, right, John?
Well, it's more than that. You raise hell, and this is what hurts me about the party now. The people are not raising hell. You beg for Trump to do this and do that. When Trump was talking about opening a third party, I was great. You know, I know a lot of people say this is a bad idea, but it was. I know they were scared him half to death, and that's exactly what happened. And they begged him not to do it, and he caved. They begged him to do this, and they caved. I hate to say that sometimes he came here and drained a swamp, but sometimes I think the swamp, you know, caved in and got him. And I know that for a fact because, we know we got evidence of voter fraud. You've seen the video of Joe Biden being in voter fraud, and no one's, everybody's scared, whatever, to say anything about it. We got evidence, overwhelming evidence, and everybody's playing. It makes no sense. And it's going to be hard for next year when the election comes down there. Can we really trust these people this year to do something? It's scratching. I know they're going to put the riot on us and everything, but still, we have to get these people out of office. We need strong, Trump-like people to go in there and fight and this year. And until we get there like this, you forget about all that stuff because it's not going to do anything. If you're not willing to fight, you can forget about, making lists about stores and this and that,
John.
Trump, say one last thing. If Trump decided to run and
yeah, go ahead.
It'll be good awakening. We understand that, but I hope they don't make him change his mind. That's what I'm worried about now. I'm sued you now. Somebody gonna tell him, "Don't please don't do it. Please." I can see it coming out of way.
Well, here's two things, real quick. One, would you put a Trump 2024 sign in your yard at home?
Absolutely.
There we go.
If he says today, I'm gonna run 24. I will have that sucker ready on January 2nd.
Put it out now. Get it out there early.
Yeah.
That's outstanding, John. Thanks for calling in from Memphis to the Todd Starnes Show. I appreciate you listening to the Mighty 990 there in Memphis as well. You know, the second thing about that is, okay, you got the yard sign. That's a great start. Let people know that you're really interested. But you said something there, John, where you said, you know, I hope that they don't talk him out of it. This is the strength of Donald John Trump. Who's talking him out of anything? If he decides he wants to run for president, it is go time. And I think there are a lot of people who share John from Memphis's view on this whole thing. I'd love to hear yours. We'll take your calls in the next segment as well. 844-747-8868 is the number. ToddStarnes.com is the website. On Twitter and Parler, at Todd Starnes. By the way, if you're kind enough you'd like to follow me, I am on Twitter and Instagram and Parler, all of those, at Iowa Politics. That's Iowa Politics, at Iowa Politics on Twitter and Instagram and Parler. I don't have any time for Facebook. Sorry, just don't. And, of course, you can follow this program at ToddStarnes.com. I've got a website if you want to take a look at the other radio programs I do. It's totallyiowa.com. 844-747-8868. Got a couple of open lines. They're yours. Call now. I'm Jeff Stein, in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Welcome back, friends. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd, who is just a bit under the weather. He sent me an email as I was driving into my studios here in Iowa today asking if I could hold forth so he could nip this in the bud, and obviously happy to do that. 1-844-747-8868. Geez, how old am I? I just used the one in front of it. You don't need a one on your mobile phone, do you? You kids today, 844-747-8868. If you're calling from a gold landline like I have, you need the one. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And we always promote, I know Todd does, and I certainly try to as well, really support civil discourse and conversation as we have these discussions. Because frankly, there is way too much just yelling and screaming going on. You know, it's all light, no heat, I guess is the phrase, right? And one thing that I think is really important for us to consider as we look at our country today, where do we want to go and where we want it to go in the future? This is nothing new, but I dare say no one listening to this program has voted for someone and said, you know what, I agree with absolutely everything they say and do. They can do no wrong whatsoever. I doubt that. I doubt that anybody feels that way. There's always something where you either might wish they'd do it a little differently, but it's choices and balancing, right? When you go and cast a vote that you hope does count, when you go to cast that vote, you see what your options are. And I don't like looking at it as the lesser alternative or you have horrible options, and so this is the one you can kind of, you know, hold your nose and vote for kind of thing. I'd like it to be more aspirational, but the bottom line is we all balance things. And you may not agree with somebody 100% of the time, but when you look at what else is out there, you make your decision. There are a lot of people who did not care for Donald Trump's tone at times and what I call a New York bluster. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but I think most people know what I'm talking about. So you may not like that, and you may not like that everything of his was the best and highest and strongest and fastest. I mean, that's how he made his career in business. Everything he did was always the best. And that's the spirit that he was bringing to the table during his 4 years as president, and I trust in the CPAC remarks that he's going to be making on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. But it comes down to the overall tone. You think you'd be lining up for a COVID-19 vaccine if the old way of doing government was in place? It's not a chance. Not a chance. No one said a vaccine could be developed. And he said, watch me. And made it possible to have all of these people lining up. Now, the current holder of the office apparently didn't remember when he got his shot recently. Didn't have a vaccine till I got here. Okay. You personally had gotten yours, but that's fine. So, you know, this is all a balance. And at some point, for a lot of Republicans, you know, there was a tipping point and they said, okay, that's it. I'm done with Trump. And it may have been when they sensed he wasn't going to prevail following the election. And then they jumped off, overboard. And I get that, I guess. But I think there are longer term ramifications. When was the last time so much of the national discussion was focused on a candidate who lost the election? Oh, yeah, there was some Hillary stuff, but that was just more of sour grapes. Trump is still in their heads, and by them, I mean Democrats and never-Trumper Republicans. He's still dominating the conversation, and there's a reason for that. The reason is that the people who voted to put him there still favor him as opposed to any of the other alternatives. I don't know if he's going to run in 2024. If he's smart, he follows the path that he has set up with this political action committee, targeting races in 2022, and then find out. Just see. He's not the one who has to gain name recognition and run for 4 years in places like my state of Iowa and New Hampshire and Nevada and South Carolina. He's got it. He can wait. There are a lot of other folks, though, who are starting to put their heads up a little bit, but they do it at risk for themselves. Because look what happened when Nikki Haley, and I think there's not much secret, she'd love to run for president in 2024. She sort of suggested that Trump should just go away. That didn't work well for her. Public opinion was not in her favor. And then she tried to get the meeting with Mr. Trump to try to smooth things over. And as the story goes, he declined. Ooh, that's a cold one, isn't it? Hey, I'd love to visit with you, Mr. President. Yeah, I'm a little busy. But I'll host a fundraiser for Kristi Noem. Oh, that had to hurt, didn't it? So glad that you spent this hour with us. Todd's just a little under the weather. He'll be back soon. I'm Jeff Stein filling in. Thanks so much again for being with us for this hour of the Todd Starnes Show.